Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith ministers would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand today and tonight just to thank you and praise you for your glory, your mercy, and your love. Look upon us with grace, mercy, and love here tonight in the name of Jesus. Look deep down our hearts, deep down within our soul. If there's any sin that so easily beset us, we just shake it off, actually put it in thy hand, put it in the sea of forgiveness, cast it as far as the east is from the west in the name of Jesus. Hide us behind Calvary's cross, anoint us up to clay, use us, Father God, for thy glory. Prepare people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forward here tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank in advance for answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all, that salvation will go forward, that the kingdom of God may grow. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible with me, I'd like for you to open up to the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah the 29th chapter, and we're looking at verse 11, and we'll also be looking at Philippians 1, verse 6. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, the word of God says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, it says, "Being confident of this very thing, that God, which has begun a good work in you, will perform it, complete it, until the day of Jesus Christ." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in Facebook land and those that are listening in tonight and be listening at a later date, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about God's plan or design for a specific time and season for you. God's plan or design for a specific time and season for you. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God have graced us and allow us to get on through the use of the internet to be able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. We are thankful for the opportunity. We are thankful that he have given us the boldness to speak his word in spirit and in truth. Bible says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall not pass away. God's word shall stand. Oh, yes, it will. God's word have been proven throughout time. And it will continue to flourish even during these trying times that we are living in. And sisters in Christ, God has a plan for your life as a believer in Christ. Again, Jeremiah reminds us in 29 verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good, to give you a future and a hope." Here, through the prophet Jeremiah, the word of God comes to Jeremiah at this particular time to encourage the people. And also here in 2022, we need words of encouragement. Here Jeremiah said, God's plan are for good and not for evil, to give us a future and a hope. You know, that's the worst condition to be in, even now in 2022, to be in a place of hopelessness, a place where your hope, where there is, it seems to be no hope. But I stop by to let you know that through the word of God, Jeremiah says that God has given us a future and a hope. Yes, hope is the expectation, expecting something to happen. Hope, people without hope are defeated. A person without no hope has no life to maintain. But we look on to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. It is good to be alive. It is good to keep hope alive in these times of uncertainty. In these dark and uncertain times that we are living in. That's why today is the day of salvation. We're not promised tomorrow. But we can look to the one that holds tomorrow. We can look to the one that sits high and look low. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The great I am, the one that has all power in his hand. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you might try to live your life the way you want to, but you will only really be of great value to someone when you are doing what God has planned for you. I'm going to say it again because it's better to be repeated. Believer in Christ, you might try to live your life the way that you want to, but you will only really be of great value to anyone when you are doing what God has planned for you to do. So the Bible says here, again here in the book of Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that God, which has begun a good work in you, will perform it, will complete it, until the day of Jesus Christ. Yes, God has a plan for your life. His plans are designed for a specific time and for a season. You see, beloved, God's plan is good. because of the purpose it will serve. It is good, God's plan is good because of the hope it will give. God's plan is good because of the life it will save. Tell them God, God has plans for you and I. And every believer in Christ, God knows the span of your life before you were even born in your mother's womb. God knew the hairs on your head, the thoughts in your mind, and the hours that you will live on this earth. See, the word says in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, for in the righteousness of God, which is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith. God also says here through the prophet Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 1, verse 5, before I formed thee, in the womb I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. The word of God is good, and the word of God is encouraging here tonight. The book of Ephesians says, chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we should walk in them. Here, Paul is encouraging the Ephesians at this particular time, and he's letting them know that the word says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. God had preordained before we were placed in our mother's womb, before God had preordained that we would be created in Christ Jesus for good works. In other words, we were born in sin. We took upon ourselves the nature of the fallen Adam. Our nature was sinful. We couldn't help ourselves. Because of the fall of man and Garden of Eden, the first Adam, sin came into the world. So everyone that is born or will be born will be a partaker of the sin nature. But God had a plan in mind. And his plan included for his son, Jesus, to come from heaven above and became the ultimate sacrifice, who satisfied the penalty for sin by shedding his blood on Calvary. And then he made a way for us that the penalty of sin, which is death, our slate, once we came to Christ, was wiped clean. We had a brand new start. After we acknowledged the fact that we were a sinner and we needed help and we repented of our sin, Jesus bridged the gap between God and man. And he made it possible for us to come back in right standing with God, our Father, the creator of all heaven and earth, and all mankind. So we were created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God beforehand prepared so that we should walk in them. God knew us because he's the one that created us. He knew that even by faith, that there would be some that would come to him. Some that has come to the realization of realizing that if God is our way, God is all powerful. God is all knowing. All power lies in his hand. But because of his son Jesus, God had a plan for your life. And that plan included being saved. That plan included for you to be the light of the world, to be the light and salt of the world. That plan included salvation to be granted. Believers in Christ, we are God's chosen instruments to be used for his purpose. You see, each of us has a calling and a purpose for our Lord down here on planet Earth. Not only did God know us, he made a way for us before we were ever born. But he made each and every one of us just how we are, with and for a purpose. So child of God, don't doubt God's willingness to keep his promises to you. Don't allow doubt, fear, and unbelief to come into your life to stop you from accomplishing and completing the assignment that God have given for you to do. Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God haven't given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. So again, child of God, don't doubt God's willingness to keep his promise to you. You see, God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. God has no rivalry, no competition. He's God all by himself. He's a God of righteousness. There's no sin in him. No, God is pure. Pure light. He's pure through and through. The God that we serve, he neither slumber nor sleep. The God that we serve may sit high, but he look low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So remember this, beloved, that God has a plan for our lives. And the circumstances that we find ourselves in cannot derail God's plan. Oftentimes we allow obstacles to get in our way. Oftentimes we put upon ourselves things that we know that we cannot bear. Oftentimes we try to take other people's problems and make it our problem, not realizing that in our own self, we can't do nothing without God's help. So the Bible says here in the book of Isaiah 40 and 31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. Beloved, God has designed a specific pathway for each of us to walk. A pathway that is, hallelujah, that has been preordained for us to stay on the straight and narrow instead of the wide and broad. Bible says here in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy way, to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. God is always reaching out to mankind. God is always trying to bring man, woman, boy, or girl back in fellowship with him. Yes, our God is a God of love, mercy, full of grace. But he can also be a God of wrath. So we as born-again believers in Christ must remember that our choices and decisions will determine where we will spend eternity. So people of God, God commands us to trust his integrity, his ability, and his character. You see, we can be confident knowing that whatever God says are required of us is to keep us on the right pathway, on the right track. You see, if we lack in the Lord, we will not fully follow him, and we will find ourselves drifting away from God's will and purpose. Yes, I must repeat this again because it's needed to be heard, especially for those that will be listening at a later time, and even those that are listening tonight. If we as believers in Christ lack trust in God our Father, we will not fully follow him, and we will find ourselves drifting away from God's will and purpose. So, believer in Christ, the basic of our trust in God is his sovereignty. You see, God is the divine ruler over all things. God is the divine ruler over all people. And he is the divine ruler over all time. God's wisdom, power, and righteousness are all part of his sovereignty. You see, God's plan and purpose are always perfect. So, beloved, we question God's will when situations do not match up with our own expectation. But child of God, tonight in 2022, we have to remember that it is so important not to depend on our own understanding, because we are emotional creatures, and our emotions can play tricks on us. Remember that God's plan are designed for you by a specific time and season. Child of God, God knows. He knows you intimately. And he has chosen the right pathway for you to walk upon. Beloved, we are to trust God with all of our heart. Instead of relying on our own knowledge, perception, or reasoning. So we must put total trust in our Lord, Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You see, divine faith responds to belief with action. Divine, genuine faith responds to belief with action. We do what God says because we trust him. We trust him to guide us on the right way. Believers in Christ, our own perception is limited because God's understanding is totally and eternally. So, beloved, obediently follow the Lord's guidance along the path that he has planned for you. Child of God, no one can stop God's plan for your life. In other words, God's plan cannot be aborted, because of his hand on your life. His plan cannot be aborted. Yes, believers in Christ, the truth is that our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he has a plan already set in stone for each and every one of us. You see, God's plan for you are designed for a specific time and season. God's plans are bigger and better than our plans. Yes, believers in Christ, the truth of the matter is that God has a plan. And his plan for you is set in stone for each and every one of us. God's plan for you as a child of his are designed for a specific time and season. Remember, God's plans are bigger and better than your own plan.
mama that she's holding on, praying every day until she goes back home.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We don't own no race, no right to this music. We thank God for Pastor Jay and them, and hallelujah, for sharing the song with us. Amen. And we just thank God for them. That pray God's blessing upon them from this night forward. Amen. Well, we just thank God for each and every one that is tuning in tonight. Hallelujah. God is a good God and worthy to be praised. It may be raining on the outside, but the Son of God is raining in the inside of us. So we just thank God even during this pandemic that we can still press forward and press on. Hallelujah, to go forward in the things of God, because we serve a God that is alive and well, a God that is worthy to be praised, a God that is, hallelujah, that has all power in his hand. We thank him because he woke us up. He set us on our way. He extends grace, mercy, and love upon each and every one of our lives. And for that, we are grateful, because he lowers us down with benefits each and every day that he allow us to still be here in the land of the living. Hallelujah. So again tonight, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are talking about how God has a plan for your life. And his plans are designed for a specific time and a season. That's why we can't get weary in well-doing. Because in due season, if we faint not, we shall receive the promises of God. And the promises of God in him is amen. In him, in Christ, the promises of God. We are partakers with God, with Christ, to the promises of God. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. He has ascended on high and sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for every believer of Christ. Just to encourage us to keep on going a little bit longer, because he's coming back one day for a church without spot, blemish, or wrinkle. We'll be part of the church that will endure during these trying times all the way to the end. Yes, believers in Christ, God has a plan. A plan that is a plan for you as his child. A plan that is set in stone for each and every one of us. You see, God's plan for you are designed for a specific time and a season. God's plan are bigger and better than our plan. God's timing is always perfect. He is never too early, and he's never too late. He's always a God that is on time. And God's plan will always come to pass. Here in the book of Proverbs 16, verse 9, it says, a man's heart plans his way, but the Lord determines his steps. Beloved, we can make our own plan, but the Lord is the one who determines our steps. God knows the plan he has for us, for every one of his children. He has a purpose and a plan for your life. You see, beloved, as Christians, we are designed by God to not only serve him, but to fulfill his perfect and plan he has designed specifically for each of us. So, beloved, we are reminded of what the word says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do according to his good pleasure. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, the best place for any Christian to be is in the middle of God's plan for his or her life. That is when you know that you are in the right place at the right time with the right people and have enough provision and faith to accomplish God's purpose. Yes, I will repeat this because it's needed to be known here in 2022. Again, we are talking about God's plan designed for a specific time and season for you. So the best place for any Christian to be is in the middle of God's plan for his or her life. That is when you know that you are in the right place. You know that it happened at the right time and with the right people, and have enough provision provided and faith to accomplish God's purpose. You see, where God guides, he will provide. So, child of God, you were designed with a unique combination of spiritual gifts and talent to fulfill a specific purpose. While you are here on planet Earth, you see, God longs to walk with you and to communicate his plan he has for you. God yearns for each one of us to invite him into our lives. We are reminded again here in Jeremiah 29, verse 13. And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. brothers and sisters in Christ, drawing near to God. Draw near to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Trust. Trust completely in him. Believers, believer in Christ, even your choices are a part of God's plan for your life. You see, man's steps are ordained by the Lord. In the book of Proverbs 20, verse 24, it says that man's going, his steps are of the Lord. So how can a man then understand his own way? Yes, our lifespan is a part of God's plan. Our lifespan as an individual, as a believer in Christ, as a child of God, is a part of God's plan for our lives. So, beloved, the Lord has a definite plan and purpose for the life of every one of his children. Child of God, life is a journey. So focus on your future in Christ and not on your plan or past mistakes. God has planned it to bless you. Remember, while we are here on this earth, our plans are only temporary, but God's plans for our lives are eternal. God's plans are designed for a specific time and season for your life. You see, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are reminded of what Proverbs 6 and 9 said. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. So, beloved, we can make our own plan, but the Lord is the one who determines and directs our steps. You see, God knows the plan he has for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us hope and a future. Believers of Christ, as Christians, we are designed by God to serve him and to fulfill his perfect will and plan. He has designed especially for each of us. Here in the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 13, it says, For it is God, which worketh in us, or in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. So, beloved, all seasons of life until eternal life are part of living out God's plan for our lives. The Bible says here in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. So, beloved, seasons have their beginnings and seasons have their end and are all to be lived out. Yes, beloved, God is preparing you for a new season, and his timing is always perfect He's never too early, and he's never too late. He's a God that is always on time. Child of God, God is preparing you for a shift, a paradigm shift. Believers in Christ, when things start happening unexpectedly, that is really a sign that God has given you the first step to your new calling or new season. Child of God, sensing a new burden in your life is God's way of stirring your heart in preparation for a new season or a new calling. God is urging you as his child to move forward, and ye should the leading of the Holy Spirit. Bible says here in the book of Romans 8, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So, beloved, when God is preparing you for a new season in your life, he has to get rid of our old habits in order to make way for new patterns. Beloved, again, when God is preparing you as his child for a new season in your life, he has to get rid of your old habits to make way for new patterns. You see, you cannot go into your new season with the practice from your previous season. When you are transitioning into a new season, the biggest thing to remember is that God wants what is best for you. He knows what it takes in order to bring you to that place that he has designed for you. God's plan for you are designed for a specific time and season. You see, this is your time. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. The book of Psalms 139, verse 13 through 16 says, for thou hast possessed my reign. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul know it right, very well. My frame was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously, skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unformed, and in thy book all my members, which in continuous war fashion, when as yet there were none of them. Beloved, each one of us have been designed by God for a specific purpose. God has fashioned each one of us individually He has created us, formed us, and know us by name. Yes, from the place of God's dwelling, he looks on all the inhabitants of the earth, and he fashions their heart individually. Each one of us is special in God's eyesight. So, child of God, it is important for you to always remember, as you seek to accomplish God's purpose, to stay focused on God's plan. Bible says here in Proverbs 16, verse 3, commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Child of God, making yourself available is often the door to great opportunities to minister to someone who needs your help. We as believers of Christ must follow God's plan for our lives. Again, God's plan for you as his child are designed for a specific time and season. So believer in Christ, God's plan for your life is not a map you see all at once. God's plan, it is a scroll unrolled a little at a time, which requires faith. Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God, to please him. And those that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is the rewarder of them that diligently him. You see, God will accelerate his plan for your life as you put your trust in him. So the question tonight is, does your plan align itself with God's plan? Beloved, your heart posture should always be open towards God, always listening for his instruction. Word of God says here in Amos 3, verse 3, can two walk together unless they are agreed? Child of God, as you are properly aligning yourself with God, your life will go as God planned. Behold, step by step, God will reveal his path to you for your life. God's plans are always perfect and always right and on time. Remember the plan that God has for you as his child is not yours, but it is God. So stop focusing on the destination. Child of God, the God of the universe has called you to a life of obedience. You see, God's ways are beyond your timeline, and your scope of opportunity. So put your trust in his way. because God's ways are bigger than your way. Well, we thank God for us. We bring this teaching to a close tonight. We thank him because he have allowed us to bring it forth to your hearing. As we close out tonight, we say amen and amen, because he is awesome. He is a good God. God bless.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that teaching on God's in charge. He knows the plans for us, so he's in charge. Anyway, if you've enjoyed this lesson, you've learned with your family and friends, and share the number 347-826-9424 and join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'd love to have you with us. Also, if you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Please address your correspondence to Dudley Tebow, spelled D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I, B as in boy, E-A-U-X, as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Again, God bless you. Have a great week, and know that God loves you, and so do we. And we look forward to being with you again Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.